When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
All right, so last night, Pat, the home run derby at Coors Field, and we had like 200 home runs hit or something over the course of 2 hours. It was amazing. Did I see right, and you're going to have to let us know your memories of this, that when the home run derby was held at Wrigley Field in 1990, that there was only a handful of home runs hit in the entire derby? Is that accurate?
Was the wind blowing in or something? I mean, we didn't have that many here at Target Field. Remember, it was cold that night. And, you know, the cement was still wet, so the ball wasn't exactly dry, quiet in 2014.
Okay, I found this real quick. CBSSports.com did a write-up 7 years ago. The headline is, Remembering the Amazingly Awful 1990 Home Run Derby. Here are the results. Ryne Sandberg won it with 3 home runs. Matt Williams hit 1 home run, the Giants' Matt Williams. Mark McGwire hit 1 home run, and then Bobby Bonilla, Daryl Strawberry, Ken Griffey Jr., Jose Canseco, and Cecil Fielder hit no home runs.
Was there a hurricane blowing in? That could happen. But look at the list of hitters they had too. They had all the big boys. You know, they had the guys, right? Except for Sammy Sosa, or he wasn't in.
Well, yeah, he wasn't in 1990. He would have been a conversation over drinks with the Rangers.
Yeah. He hadn't gotten in the Roys yet and started hitting home runs, right?
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is incredible, but they still is as much fun as it was last night. I mean, Pete Alonso does have the greatest BP home run swing in the history of man. Plus, unlike Otani's pitcher, he wasn't trying to work him low and get him to hit grounders. That, you know, Otani's got to get himself a new pitcher who throws it in the cookie jar instead of down around the knees. He had a better sinker than Blackburn, for God's sake. What an idiot. But the pitcher that Alonso got, that guy's fantastic. He throws it right in the same cookie in the same place every time. But here's their problem. We can't see it. When they let them swing, you know, when you get in 2 swings off in 5 seconds, we don't get to see where the ball went. I thought that was terrible. And what happened to the lasers? They don't show us I thought they filmed it cheap, or they got to have a more panoramic view of it. It's fun to watch the swing, but you got to get behind the hitter so we can see where the hell the ball went, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
I mean, when they played the speed-up game, I think you used to have to wait for it to land, right?
Now they go as quick as possible.
Yeah.
That's probably the problem.
Yeah. I mean, they had to shorten up. One thing they did was they shortened up the time of that you were hitting, because these guys were exhausted, except now they're exhausted because they're trying to swing 100 times in 3 minutes. So, but it is incredible the way the ball flies now. Just in that place, but the launch angle generation does exist, ladies and gentlemen. There's no doubt about it. These guys got these manufactured swings that are unbelievable to hit the long ball.
So, Pat, did you see who Alonso's pitcher was?
Some old guy, right?
Bill Jouse's kid.
So, Bill Jouse, the sports writer?
The sports writer, yeah. That's his kid who was pitching.
Really?
Yes.
God, he's. I wonder how those two guys ever get hooked up.
I have no idea, but yeah, that was his kid, which is hilarious. And he was good. Pitching is the most underrated part of that entire thing.
Oh, yes.
You're right.
I mean, remember they used, one thing, you know, Phil, they used to bring their brother and stuff like that. Remember, they'd have their, some relative, their dad, they'd have somebody. Now you put $1 million in the pot. That Pete Alonso is more concerned with winning the home run derby than if the Mets were to win the World Series, right? He wants to become the legend of the home run derby. The hell with the rest of it, right?
Yep.
But I thought it was good. I enjoyed it more than I have for a long time. And I think I wanted to have a better view of where some of those balls landed and why they didn't show me some of the lasers later after it was, you know, after each guy was over, they could have shown us where it was, could have showed us where they hit the home runs. They can do it in golf. They can do it in baseball. I think ESPN went cheap. I think they could have made a better production out of the thing, but it was kind of fun.
When did we kick Chris Berman off of the? He wasn't Jason Benetti, who's great, did the Derby last night. When did we say goodbye to Chris Berman? Was this the first year without
The way they're swinging now, he wouldn't be finished with back, and there'd be another one gone, right?
They should just have him off in the corner with a microphone and just pot him up.
No, they shouldn't. That's a terrible idea.
Well, it's come a long way since we had the team competition. The first one ever was at the Dome, right? 85.
Yes. Yep.
And that was brutal. And Bruno hit one. The American League hit about 11 home runs to beat the National League, and Bruno hit one. Hey, is Gallo on the All-Star team, or did they bring him in?
I think he's on the All-Star team, but I'm not 100% sure.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. Well, didn't they start a few years ago where you can get invited even if you're not in the All-Star game?
Yes, you can. He was disappointing, though. His pitcher stunk, too.
I missed that one. I missed that one when he got beat by Story.
But, it was too bad, though, looking at all the players having fun, hanging out with their families. And it's just too bad that all four of the Astros players now have pregnant wives or COVID positive. They couldn't show up to hang out with all their friends around Major League Baseball, Pat.
Oh, is that what they said? That's none of them were there? Oh, that one.
No, all four Astros players have pregnant wives or have been put in COVID protocol now.
They all pulled out.
Oh, sorry. Can't make it.
Altuve and Correa both bailed. Do they have no representative there?
They don't.
You're kidding.
They don't.
Wow.
Presley bailed too.
Who else?
What's that?
Who bailed? Oh, Ryan Presley bailed?
Yeah. They all bailed. Every Astro bailed.
I didn't know Presley bailed. I knew Correa and Altuve did. They didn't want to get booed, huh?
Well, yeah. Got to think. Oh, and Brantley bailed, too. So four guys all said, nah, we're good. We're not going to go.
God, Brantley's one of the best players there is. I didn't notice that. I guess I didn't pay enough attention because they didn't mention that too often last night. So, hey, I'm glad to see our guy Stephen A. stepped in it, huh?
I mean, like, I get that your job is to go on, and I am an unabashed. I actually love Stephen A. Smith. I think he knows exactly what he's doing, but then every once in a while he takes it a step too far. Like, how do you not, as you're saying those words, realize, yeah, this is probably not going to land well on the American population?
But he's a, you know, it'll be a learning. You're never too old to stop learning. And as a black man, he knows how hurtful this can be and all that crap. I wonder who wrote the statement for him. Stephen A., we know you believe this, okay? There's nothing you can say, you know, that this thought got into your head. That means you believe it. So no matter what you say, you believe this.
Hey, real quick here, I would love your British Open preview here, but Bryson DeChambeau in his media session said he would love to be paired with Brooks Koepka at the Ryder Cup. He said it'd be kind of funny and create an interesting vibe if they were to be paired against each other playing against the Europeans. Can we make that happen?
Oh yeah, I think who's the I can't remember who's the captain. Fury? No, Fury.
Steve Stricker.
Steve Stricker. He got a sense of humor.
Just watching him play golf for 20 years, I don't think I've ever seen him smile. So. Probably not.
Yeah, I got a hunch that they might not even play in the same day. You know, when they're doing the matchups there, they might. But they're two guys that are only going to sit out one of the four pairs. So, yeah, I guess you're going to have them out there. It would be interesting if they're all gathered around the green on Sunday and Kepka or DeChambeau's got to make an 8-foot putt and what the other guy does if that guy becomes the hero, right?
Yeah, I think the Ryder Cup is a great place for guys to mend broken relationships and to forge new friendships.
Where are we at this year over there? Oh, no, we're at
St. George's, right? Oh, you're talking about for the Ryder Cup.
Straits. We're in America.
Whistling Straits, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Whistling Straits is the best spot for Pluto. You know, because he hits it a little. He'll hit it in the woods once in a while, in the little wild once in a while. Although maybe they had Davis Love manicure the course like he did Hazeltine and turn it into Fountain Valley. You know, no rough.
I will say, I after watching Bryson for like 4 hours on the TNT, the Phil Mickelson match thing last week, he's definitely Bluto, and he's definitely a weirdo. But at one point, he was walking he was down in some valley 30 yards off the fairway looking for his golf ball. And this is bear country. And one of the TNT commentators said in his ear, he said, Bryson, do you got any bear spray with you? And he goes, no, I just need to outrun that camera guy.
That's pretty funny.
So he's got a little bit of a personality.
Oh, that's good. You know, it's that would be great. But, you know, he might as well have fun with it because. I don't think Kepka's serious about it, don't you?
Yes.
I think Kepka really can't stand him. So so you might as well have fun. You know, it's like Denny, right? When Denny was coaching the Vikings and we were all supposed to be feuding with him. I liked agitating him. I didn't like just hitting him with the hammer, you know, like some other guys did. I thought you should just poke the bear a little bit. Don't make it a frontal assault. So I'm with Bryson on this. Just have a little fun with it. So
yeah, who's winning this week?
Oh God, I don't know. John Rahm again, the best player in the world.
Yeah, he's a good golfer.
He's the best there is. Yeah. Even though
he's a sleeper for you.
On him, like, even though, but. 5 years from now, he's going to look like me. He's got that fat body. He's got the big fat ass on him. And
the club foot, too.
But he's, he can play, man. He can play.
I'll give you one dark horse here, a guy who's been playing pretty well in some tournaments, Ian Poulter.
My guy.
Ian Poulter is my dark
horse. He can roll it. And, you know, it's been good for the old guys. You know, the British Open has been the one place where the old guys can, you know, Darren Clark out of nowhere wins it. And, you know, the guys have been beating around, kicking around. Watson had it won at age 59. He hadn't had a bad shot at 18. It's you're right. The guys who've been around have got a chance there more so than other places.
Yep.
So that might be a good pick.
All right, Pat, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, gentlemen. Goodbye.
Rapping with Royce, the legendary Patrick Royce. You can also find Royce Unchained every Monday with Judd. And he has his own podcast feed, the Royce Unchained podcast. Check it out. See you guys.
This holiday, whether you're making a Baker's Simple Truth turkey for 40 or a Murray's Baked Brie for two, Baker's has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup. So you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Baker's, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
This holiday season, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. And take your workout to the next level with accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, a heart rate monitor, cycling shoes, and more. Peloton, motivation that moves you. This limited time offer ends December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.